Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to week 35 of 2020, starting with Monday, August the 24th. Pam, as always, will provide for us the week ahead in astrology, and I will jump in after about 20 minutes and provide the wonderful meditation for 10 minutes. Okay, see you all soon. What's up, Pam?
What's up indeed? Okay, so we're on August 24th and the moon is in the sign of Scorpio. So I say that with sort of a whisper because for some people, when the moon is in the sign of Scorpio, it's not the most comfortable period because Scorpio is a water sign. It is what we call fixed energy. The fixed signs sustain the seasons. They're in the middle of the season. So when the moon is in the sign of Scorpio, things tend to get intense. What is great about when the moon is in Scorpio is there is a targeted vision on what the desired outcome is. So people are really looking and diving deep into conversations, into research, into relationship. And this can be comfortable or uncomfortable depending on what's going on with your life at this point in time. The thing to keep in mind at this point in time is that we are entering the first quarter of the waxing moon cycle. So that moon in Scorpio is building towards a sense of what am I aiming for? What do I want to accomplish? And here's the things to watch for. The morning can be very rich with a sense of, my needs and my desires are in alignment. I feel as though I'm in my comfort zone. I'm getting what I want. People are hearing me. And so this can be very, very rich, actually, if you strategically choose who you're having those conversations with. There is the thing to be aware of when the moon is in a water sign, especially in the sign of Scorpio at this point in time, while Saturn is still in late degree Capricorn, albeit going retrograde, is that we want to engage in relationships that are signing up and being accountable. The level of frustration with people who don't show up, don't do what they say they're going to do, are shirking responsibility, that's only going to increase. Be aware that Mars is slowing down somewhat in the sky from our perspective because it will be going retrograde as we get into the second week of September. So we are in this period where we want to be aware that it's so important to say what you mean. And if you're feeling like something is not what you expect to hear or not resonating for you, that doesn't sound right. You are probably absolutely right, especially when the moon is in the sign of Scorpio. Also, a very excellent day for people to consider, research, look into what's going on with finances. For those of us who have any sort of finances, it's a very good time to see where things are at and consider what are my goals, plans over the next year, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Anybody who's looking at money in a shorter capacity, like how am I paying my rent next month? How am I getting food on the table? Again, this is an excellent, excellent time to really see where you can segment, plan well, and also determine what is the best thing for me to be investing my time in. Because the only exchanges we do are not just monetary exchanges. It's where am I spending my time? Where am I putting my energy? And most importantly, what relationships am I putting my energy into? Because the relationships that are not giving you quality return, those are what you really want to evaluate, especially at this point in time when the moon is in the sign of Scorpio. As we get to midday, early afternoon, there's a picture in the sky between Mars and Saturn. And this is one of those little benchmark, well, it's not even little, one of those benchmark periods that echo back to that Saturn-Pluto picture that we had in the sky in January. So every time we're at that point, we're getting to that tension point of adjoining with Pluto or with Saturn, we want to look at what's happening here and how am I feeling about this. So I think one of the things that's coming up is this tension about, am I feeling frustrated? Am I able to move ahead and do what I had planned? And for many of us, we're not, because things have to be done electronically, things have to be put on hold. Anyone who wanted a venue or a place or a meeting or something that was face-to-face contact, that looks different today, depending on who you interface with and what your goals are. So it's not a stretch to imagine how some of us are greatly restricted with what it is we plan to do or want to make happen. So with that in mind, consider that when that's coming up for you today on the 24th, because most likely it will be, what do you have to compromise or give a little with to get you to a point where you feel like, yes, now I'm in my power, now I'm in my safety zone, now I have something that's set up and defined in a way that makes me feel safe, my clients feel safe, my friends, you know, parents, whoever, whatever relationship is involved with feeling like, okay, I can do what I need to do, have the outcome I intend, and everything's going to work the way I wish it to. So once you cross that hump, then we get to a place where we're really in our groove. Things are able to happen, we're able to move forward, and we're in this kind of sweet spot energy that goes on through late afternoon, evening. And once as I've said before, if you're working with alliances, clients, relationships, friends, strategies that are in alignment with what your goal and intention are, you're really moving at this point in time. And the moon goes void, of course, at 2:27 a.m. in the wee hours of the 25th. And so we begin the day, depending on when we rise, with a void of course moon in the sign of Scorpio. Real emphasis on meditation, considering how you want to lay out your strategy for the week, what it is you want to do next. The best way to say this is to look at what is in front of you and really prioritize with basically a employer's insight, whether you hire people or not, look at it in a very managerial way. What works best for the outcome of my personal investments? And again, I use the word investment. It's not a bad word, because every day, every minute, we're basically seeing how we're investing our life energy. What are we doing? Are we working in a way that has a lovely reciprocity to it? Or are we expending energy on something that is not going to give us the return that is the desired outcome? So on the morning of the 25th, the more we assess this, and then the moon goes void, of course, or rather is void, of course, until 8:49 a.m. So this is kind of a reflective playing around time. But once the moon enters the sign of Sagittarius, now we're starting to feel some exuberance. It's like, okay, I've done the tune-up I needed to do, and now there is fuel in my engine and I am ready to move. So it would be nice if you had done what you needed to do that morning to feel like you're really energized and in your place, so that when that Sag energy comes in, that mutable fire energy, you feel fired up and ready to move forward. Because this is a really nice little stretch of time that is working in a way that is going to bring results. We hit hurdles, you know, let's say you're a sprinter or a runner and you've got those things, I don't even know what they're called. They look like gates in the road that you hop over. So that will come up. But if you've got what you need and you have your goal in mind, it's just you're paying attention and you move through it with a nice fluidity. So the day of the 25th is a day where you've got things in alignment, you're open to inspiration, things are coming in, like ideas and concepts and different ways, out-of-the-box thoughts happening all morning. And you can capture them in your butterfly net of, here I am, I'm gathering these ideas, and you decide what you want to act on with the wisdom of what you were considering and mulling on the day before. There's a picture in the sky between Venus and Jupiter today that basically it's as though there's so many options and things that we can run with or choose. But if you grab one, it's at the cost of the other. So that's the other reason why all that research, mulling, consideration, how you're expending energy that happened on Monday is going to really benefit you on Tuesday, because you're pretty darn clear what you want to stay on, no matter what kind of shiny objects or interesting things get thrown in your path. That being said, there's also benefits and opportunities that come in that, if they're in alignment with what it is your original intention was, you will act on and move forward with. On the 26th, the moon is still in the sign of Sagittarius, but this is the day when we start to hit those hurdles, those detours in the road that we have to make fast decisions and act with. They aren't necessarily negative, but I think the one that's most important is to realize communication is key. It's always good to let people know, the people who you need on board, what your ideas were or what you expected of them. Don't assume they already have the script. So if you had informed them, you're much less apt to encounter that confusion. But the other thing to keep in mind is, if and when that confusion happens, you just take time, sit down, explain, and make sure everybody's clear and understands. And sometimes the way to do this best is by picture that you're driving. You're on a course, you're driving, and you just haven't hit the defroster. And yet it's really hard to see, and you need to take the time to hit the defroster. And if it's not working, then the best thing to do is to take the time to stop on the side of the road, wipe the thing off, and make sure that you have visibility. Because if you don't have visibility, then you're not going to be able to get to your destination in a timely manner. So that's the thing, and that's a metaphor, which also has to do with conversations with people. Make sure everybody can see clearly what the goal is. On the 27th, the moon goes void, of course, at 8 a.m. And it's void, of course, all morning. So when the moon is void, of course, in the sign of Sagittarius, I can't recommend enough that if possible, you get out in nature, take a walk with your dog friend, if you have a dog friend. Do something that allows you that sense of, I am connected with the organic reality of the planet. Those of us who can garden, who can have our hands in the dirt, even better. It's not a time when we want to be making decisions or putting things in action when the moon is void, of course. At 1:37 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Capricorn. And at that point in time, yes, we can engage more. Just keep in mind that if you're starting to do something or launching anything, not an ideal time to launch, but sometimes we have to. The soft glove approach, the low key approach, this is not a period in general as we move into, as I say, we're approaching Mars retrograde energy, but people really appreciate, tell me who you are, tell me your story, why should I engage, why should I invest? So, and I'm not really talking necessarily about a business venture, but anything that you want to capture people's interest with, hey, let's go to a drive here and take a hike there. People will be much more engaged when, at this point in time, we lay out the benefits, make it really clear. On the 27th, it's an easier sell because there's a Venus-Neptune picture in the sky. We all benefit from meditative, creative time. So that's a real emphasis on today. Plus, it's a day when we want to feel the physicality of the benefit. So you get the extra bang of the experience when you actually do something that is physically engaged with the result. So meditate in a lake, do something that is a walking meditation, work with clay in a creative process, do something that allows you the return, bake a pie. All the things that give you rewards for the creative spiritual contribution. On the 28th, similar energy also must be mentioned, that in spite of what may feel like an upward climb, Capricorn being the goat, climbing up the mountain, the opportunity and benefits that can happen on this day or with what you started on the preceding day is really, really rich. It behooves us to really know that we may not be able to move forward as quickly as we would like, but the experiences, the opportunities, the fortune that may be available to us is really very keen. I just can't help but think, Susie and I were talking a little about real estate. Not that either of us are buying, but some people are. And I would say that the story that I'm getting out of looking at this particular day is it looks like it could be a very good day for researching all that, getting to know the market. And one of the things so important when real estate is leaner is that you search so that when a good deal comes up, you know it and you take action. So the 28th may not bring the absolute, this is my win this day, but the work you do to get you to whatever the end goal is on a day like today is really rich mining for the gold. On the 29th, the moon goes void of course at 3:31 p.m., and the 29th is I think it's a good day for work and production with everything I've already said. Just keep in mind, level of frustration may be high because things are not working as quickly as you would like or the return as great as you expect it today. But see, again, it's the goat going up the mountain. And the most important thing to remember about when we're in Capricorn goat energy, well, there's a few things. But if you've ever watched goats scale mountains or seemingly just kind of, it's almost like there's a, what's on their feet or their clothes that allow them to be in this incredibly precarious position. Balance, timing, methodology. So that's where the luck and good fortune come in. It's the slow climb that keeps you secure so that you're able to reach the end goal. And then on the 30th, oh, wait a minute, let me just finish with this. So yes, the moon goes void, of course, on 3:31 p.m. It enters the sign of 8:37 p.m. Void, of course, moon in the sign of Capricorn, organize, clear out, work in your garden, eat grounding foods. Really be aware of what makes your physical body feel good, feel whole. Once the moon enters the sign of Aquarius, where like boom, 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 ideas flying in, sense of wonder, expectation, potential, all that's coming in thick and fast. And so the 30th can be a rather exciting day with concepts and things coming up, but I cannot stress enough, pay attention, be alert. Upsets, surprises can occur, and it's the person it's like downhill skiing. You can be moving very fast, it can be very exciting, but you want to be aware of what you're doing and have really good recovery instincts. And now I turn it over to Susie.
So be careful if you're sailing.
Yes, that's Sunday. True.
I'm just thinking, what could I possibly be doing on Sunday? Hopefully sailing.
Sounds
there
good.
There we go. It's the summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere, so some of us might be sailing. So, Pam, what's really standing out to me, I'm always, when I'm listening, is like, what are the words that jump out? And I'm really hearing the slow climb for security.
Yes.
And yes. Yeah, and just considering where we are in the world and with COVID and the financial situation and the political situations and all of the global situation. Perhaps this is what's jumping out the strongest. So I believe that with your permission, that's what our meditation should be about today. Is that okay?
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Okay, off we go. So I invite everybody, as always, to take a place of quiet, comfort, peace, wherever you are in your home or inside or outside. Just try and settle, try and be still just for a few minutes. Try and keep your body still. Try and keep the mind still, still as in focused on the words. And as many of you know, that the work that we're doing is energetic. So whatever we're doing for ourselves right now, it's not like a selfish act of here I am zooming off into the corner to listen to something. But what you're doing is you're working on your energy field, which of course affects everything and everyone around you. So always think of your act of meditation as an act of giving, as an act of producing a particular calm and expansive, compassionate, loving kindness frequency that you're sharing with the world at large, with your sharing with everything, every being, every plant, every animal, every atom around you. And you'll notice sometimes, like if there's one room where you do a lot of meditation in, that your plants grow particularly well in that room. So it's a real thing what we're doing when we're sitting and meditating. So understand also that it's a real thing that we're sharing. And now what we want to really share with our friends, with our families, with our colleagues, with people we don't even know, is a deep sense of security. That many of us right now in the world, maybe all of our lives, have been facing deep insecurities in the basic needs or emotionally, all different levels. And there is such a deep need now for so many people in our world as we're going through this global pandemic, through the many, many hard, fast, sharp, unexpected, disturbing, disruptive changes that are happening in our world. And many of us are really struggling with basic needs, maybe emotionally with anxiety. Many people facing deep, deep, deep needs. So let us, through our meditation, build that energy field, deepen, deepen, deepen into Mother Earth, knowing that Mother Earth, our Mother Earth, is always providing for us. As we tap in deeply, she's always so abundant, always so richly giving us the air that we need, the water that we need, the food that we need. And as we deepen into that, we can think of many situations and places where that's not happening, where we don't see that happening. So let us find where there is abundance and take that energy as the seed energy and let that expand, let that energy grow everywhere. So find that place, perhaps in your own life, where you see abundance. Find that place if you can't find anything in your life. Find that place somewhere in the world, in nature, where you see abundance. For example, look simply at a head of corn, a cob of corn, full of hundreds and hundreds of seeds on that one cob of corn, enough to make hundreds of plants, enough to create many, many, many more cobs of corn. Think of that level of abundance that Mother Nature is giving us every day. Connect with that energy. Connect with that as a security that there are cycles, that there is always so much for us. And as you dip into that energy now, wherever you're finding it, you might find it emotionally as happiness. You might find it physically. You might experience it just on the mental plane. But tap into it energetically, into abundance. And how when we do have abundance, there is a great sense of security. And as you're feeling that abundance, feel it in every single cell of your body, that you are not lacking, that you have all the cells that you need, that you have all the brain power that you need, that you have all the love that you need. Concentrate only on the abundance. And from that one, perhaps little seed, grow it into many seeds. Take all of the energy, grow it throughout your body, grow your immunity, your creativity, and feel stable and secure in all of this. And send all of this now, all of this abundance, this security, this health, this stability, even through all of the changes, through all of the drama, through all of the trauma, through all of the disruptions, through all of the changes, and see the abundance reaching out everywhere and creating a stability everywhere. Throughout all of the change, we are able to retain peace of mind, courage, fearlessness. Through all of the change, we are generous. Be generous with everything that you are, that you have. And feel that we as humanity, that we as human beings are now really tapping into this understanding of sharing. That it's not okay for just one of us to be happy, but we'll all be happy when we're all happy. Feel yourself really engaging with that sharing quality of your being. That the abundance comes about with the sharing. And as you're feeling this in your mind, in your heart, feeling optimism for our future, faith that we as creative, kind human beings, that we will be able to move forward, creating new systems, new ways of being. And that as our world opens up and expands, that we learn to be more adaptive, that we learn to be more flexible, both in our bodies and in our minds, finding ways to live with viruses. We have for billions of years, finding ways to be kind to each other. We have for millions of years, finding ways to live together in peace and harmony. And as you take a few deeper breaths, feeling the security and a softness in your being, feeling yourself quietly and gently sharing the sense of security and abundance with all beings around you. Gently taking a few deeper breaths, opening your eyes, and being present here and now. We thank you so much for joining us, as always. Pamela Cuccinelli and Susan Rizzoli, please drop us a line and let us know how you're doing. And we will be together with you next week. Thank you so much, everybody. Love now.